Hey there, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner, your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're a minimalist couple driven by intentional living and adventure.
Burned out from 24/7 grind of running our business, we traded the hustle and bustle for something more meaningful.
We parted ways with most of our belongings and moved to the coast.
Listen along as we chat about life's challenges, share inspiring stories, and help you live with more intention and less physical and mental clutter.
Each episode is a step toward doing and being just a little bit better for ourselves and the world around us.
Life's an adventure after all. Join us for the ride.
It's the Arner Adventures podcast. Hi friends, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Jerry.
We are back with episode 120 of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're getting closer to Earth Day, and with that being this month, we're right in the middle of our five-week series of the 5 R's of sustainability.
And just as a reminder, the 5 R's of sustainability are refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle. And this week, we are diving into the 3rd R, reuse.
Oh, always a favorite. Before we get into reuse, the ways you can do so, we want to remind you of our challenge plus giveaway this month. If you sign up for the 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge, we can start any day. Just do it for 30 days and you enter to win a gift card from Earth Easy. Earth Easy provides solutions for sustainable living in the form of eco-friendly products like our raised garden beds, which we adore.
We do. Earth Easy offers a ton of options for your yard, your home, resources on how to live a simpler, less material lifestyle, which is right up our alley.
Right down our alley, girl. So head to arnerventures.com/get-outdoors to join the challenge. When you do, you automatically enter to win the $100 gift card from Earth Easy. It's that simple.
It is simple. The link is also in the show notes. So if you head that way, it'll be there in case you forget what Jerry just said.
Which is pretty common with people. Okay, so let's get to the conversation on reuse.
Reuse. So in case you don't know, reusing items or resources directly tackles the issue of our throwaway culture. It's not just in America, although we are big proponents of it. It's all over the world. So by finding new life for items that might otherwise end up in the landfill, we not only conserve resources and energy, but also challenge the conventional buy, use, discard cycle.
Yeah. Reuse isn't just about saving an item from the trash. It's a statement. It says, I believe in giving products a longer life.
It also encourages us to look at what we already own through a lens of creativity and innovation. Can that jar over there be a new home for a plant? Can that old t-shirt become a trendy tote bag? Or as Jerry loves, a nice rag? The possibilities are endless, y'all.
They certainly are. Pull down the curtains on the shade. That's an old t-shirt.
I like that innovation.
That's right. There's nothing like your bedroom curtain saying Duran Duran 1985 World Tour. Anyway, let's talk about ways to reuse common items that people have. Number one, reusable containers. I'll go ahead with this. We talked in the past couple of episodes of how single-use plastics are just an awful, terrible option. Reusable containers can drastically cut down waste. One of my favorite ways to reuse any containers for a plant. We also reuse containers to store pencils, pens, nails, screws, and anything else that's about that size. Reusable containers are wonderful for meal prep or for storing leftovers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about those glass jars. Number two, reusing glass jars. So we talk a lot about Southern Oak Artisan candles that we have in our house. We love them. We love them for a multitude of reasons. But the glass jars, after the soy candle burns completely down, which that's what soy candles do, another reason why we love it. Mm-hmm. When it burns down completely, we clean the jar out and we reuse them. So you can reuse them for, you know, food storage. You can use them as wine glasses. We love that. Or arts and crafts, if that's your thing. You can also start some new seedlings in them. Glass jars have a multitude of you know, ways that you can use it. You know, the great thing about a lot of glass jars are they have a lid. So it's automatic storage. Instead of throwing it out, just reuse it.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my faves. Well, newspaper and other paper items. You can use newspaper as eco-friendly wrapping. It can also serve as a weed barrier in your garden.
We've done that.
That's right. The possibilities are endless. Oh, starting a compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We've done that. Check that box.
We have done that. By the way, there's a link in our show notes that tells you all about composting. If you want to know how to get started, if you, you know, just don't even know what we're talking about, but it is a really great way to start your compost pile. You know, newspaper and like paper bags and things like that, I'll use, not the newspaper for shipping, but paper bags, I'll use to ship stuff. Like if we sell it on Poshmark, I'll use it to wrap the items and then ship it because it's pretty strong and you can just put the tape on it and go.
Oh, yeah.
So I love reusing items like that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, the fourth one is packaging. So first, make an effort to choose items with minimal or reusable packaging. I mean, refuse that stuff. You know, if you get a package, reuse it to send something else out. Like we were talking about with Poshmark. We use our packaging that we receive, if we receive it. We don't like to receive a lot of that, but actually we cheered today when the mailman went by our house.
Oh yeah. Well, I've been doing that for years.
I do love that.
Yeah.
But we use it to reship things. So if we do receive something, we keep it. If we sell something on Poshmark or whatever, getting rid of stuff, we reuse it. If you're moving, use the boxes or use the, you know, the bubble envelopes or whatever to protect breakables. Just if you have packaging, please try to reuse it. But also, like we talked about before, refuse it, first of all. Especially, you know, when you're buying something that doesn't need all the packaging it comes in, just don't buy that stuff.
You know, sometimes the mailman turns up the sidewalk and I tell him, keep it moving, pal. But it looks important. I don't care if it looks important. Give it to somebody else.
That's right. Refuse it. Sometimes. You refuse it.
I just refuse it. Yeah. That way it just doesn't count.
Yeah.
Anyway, number five, clothes, towels, and bedding upcycling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Jeans to clothespin bag project. We had that thing going on.
Yep.
We still have it. We've had it for a few years.
I wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a few summers ago, Jerry had some jeans that were torn up really bad. Not like in like a cool way, but like they were starting to get really shabby.
Yeah.
So then we cut them off into cutoff jeans, very Post Malone 2024 cutoff jean style. Yeah. But that was a few years ago, so they weren't quite as cool, but...
He hadn't brought that back around yet.
But...
And I wasn't going to set the trend like
But you tried. You tried.
I tried, yeah.
And then we realized that look might not be going for you. So we decided to reuse that and turn it into a clothespin bag for our laundry hanging outside. And we still have it.
Uh-huh. I know. In fact, I think you said to me, Jared, it's not 1987 anymore. Take those jeans and let's make them into a clothespin bag project.
Okay.
Not working for you.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what we did. That's what we did. And it's pretty neat. We hang it out there and we have the clothespins in it. We hang up our clothes.
Yeah, it's very strong.
Yeah, it's really strong. That's a whole nother thing.
Uh-huh.
You can also donate bedding to your local animal shelter to be used for dogs and cats in their kennels.
That's right. There's so many items for bedding, but also, you know, you can take towels, your favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Old towels, turn them into rags.
Yep, yep.
You can do it. You can turn a lot of things into rags.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could, you know what, you talked about the curtains. You could turn bedding into curtains.
Yeah.
Or you could be very Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind and turn the curtains into a dress. If you want to.
Yeah. Now, isn't that the Carol Burnett thing where she plays Scarlett O'Hara?
Yeah, but I don't That one's not what I was. I like to go to the original.
Oh, the original. Mm-hmm. She took the curtains, and she even had the curtain rod over her shoulders. And she,
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's move on to number six, which is uses for plastic bags.
Oh, boy.
Oh, first of all, please refuse these. Mm-hmm. If they end up in your possession, reuse them. So you can reuse them as, you know, trash bags. You can use it for pet waste or protective packaging if you're moving. I've seen pins on Pinterest of, that show people crocheting them into reusable tote bags, or they call it plarn.
That's pretty neat.
Plastic yarn.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure you can get on Pinterest and figure it out. But I also had an aunt who has, she has an outdoor pool, but years ago, this is what she did.
Okay.
She took, so she wanted these like big comfy pillows for outdoors near the pool.
Yeah.
So she did two things that she reused. She took one of those like picnic table tablecloths that are like, they were thicker, like they're plasticky, but they're thick.
Yeah.
And, but she, it was getting torn or whatever. So she used it, and she sews really well, but she sewed them into two squares and then stuffed it with plastic bags.
Ah.
So you have this reusable, pillow that can get wet out by the pool. Again, I don't know how to do that, but I know there's a ton of reuses for plastic bags if you have them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And they tend to take up a whole cabinet sometimes.
Yeah.
Keep stuffing them away.
Yeah, like they need to keep them for the end of the world for some reason. Like they're going to save them from something.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I know. Creative people, you can use broken dishes for projects like mosaics for garden stones or decorative home pieces.
I've also seen people use broken dishes and like they'll paint on them or something to mark different things in the garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we do break a few dishes here and there. And so we're always trying to look at different ways that we can reuse. We've not been great about that one, but thankfully we don't have a ton of times that happens.
No,
but
not too often.
Okay, number eight, reusing broken furniture. So try to repair broken furniture, first of all. YouTube can help with almost anything that needs repairing. So you can also ask yourself, oh, does this need a paint job? Would paint make this more appealing? Is it a paint situation, aesthetic? You know, paint and some screws are a lot cheaper than buying new furniture. And you can keep them longer instead of them landing in the landfill. A wardrobe can become a desk. Oh, I love when people do that. Yeah. I think that's so neat. A ping pong table can be used as a dining table.
Oh, and don't we know it?
We know that.
That's
so
right.
You can reuse things that you can either have things for double uses or multiple uses, or if you're not using it for that thing anymore, instead of just getting rid of it and throwing it away, try to see if you can repair or reuse it.
This next one, because we love books, right?
Yeah.
So how to reuse books that you've already read? Well, here's some good answers for you. Organize a book swap meet with your friends or family. If you don't have friends or family, no. That's good. Everybody's friends or family. So yeah, organize a book swap meet. I've seen people wrap small gifts with pages from damaged books, and it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
It can be a little distracting if you find something interesting on a page and you start reading and you forget that you even have a gift.
I do think that's really cute. I've seen that over the holiday sometimes.
Check to see if there's a little free library near you. I know we have a lot of those around here.
Yeah.
And it's usually, well, in our area, I think the population is aging a little bit. So it's every John Grisham book that you can imagine across the thing. And then one sort of popular mechanics magazine or something.
That's true.
But still, it's a neat idea.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I, first of all, love the actual library.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where someone passes a book to us, we're done with it. And so we, you know, on my walks in the morning, I'll just take it and put it in the little free library. One of them, because, they're multiple around us.
Uh-huh.
And on my walk, I think I see three or four. So and just spread the wealth.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've exchanged in those several times.
Mm-hmm. So number 10 is reusing electronics. So it's so important, first of all, to responsibly dispose of electronics if they just cannot be fixed and they can't be reused. But lots of electronics can be reused for parts. So if it's something you just don't want anymore, see if you can sell it online, donate it to be reused. But a lot of times you can repair it and then reuse it. So, you know, just think about that and don't just throw it in the trash. It's just, that's terrible anyway for the environment. Don't do that. Just look and see if you can repair it or give it to someone who can use it.
Yeah. Especially with the size of some electronics, you can get to some pretty big things, and that's just a lot of waste, trash, and all that stuff.
Do you remember back, this is definitely aging us, but remember back in the day, I remember when I was little, my parents had one of those giant stereo cabinet things that lifted.
Yeah.
And you would have like the record player in it. And some of them had like an 8-track thing at the top, but the side were these ginormous speakers, but it was like furniture.
Oh yeah.
You know, it was big. I still see them here and there once in a while, which they're pretty cool, but, I don't want that big thing, but yeah, some of them are just really big. But see if you can reuse it, see if you can gut it and reuse it, or if nothing in it works, see if you can reuse it for something.
And there's probably usually somebody around you who would think that was just a treasure. They could get something out of that, you know?
Yeah. We know somebody who might drive a distance for one of those.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah. So anyway.
So remember, every act of reuse is not just a step towards reducing waste, but also a celebration of resourcefulness and imagination.
Yeah. Let's continue to embrace the reuse of items in our daily lives. Together, we can rethink, repurpose, and reuse.
Oh,
you like that?
Oh, I certainly do.
Uh-huh.
Next week, we'll be talking about the fourth R and the five R's of sustainability. That's repurpose. If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today, or any episode, our guests, or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star reviewer rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button, because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at arneradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Al Wiedersehen.
Dos Vidiniana.
And